Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here in this hour of the program. In the first half hour, we're going to be talking about Porsche, what's new with Porsche, the history of Porsche, and just basically what the brand represents. It's such a passionate brand, and we've got a Porsche expert standing by to tell us his thoughts all about it. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be talking about an old vehicle that they literally made less than 50 of, and that is the Tucker Don Jones from the Old Car Guys, theoldcarguys.com, and the upcoming Old Car Guys television show is going to be with us to tell us about Preston Tucker and his quite amazing vehicle. Telephone-wise, here is the number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Anytime throughout the broadcast, if you have a question for any of the guests, we would love to hear from you via email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Either one of those emails will suffice. We'll be watching it throughout the program, and of course, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can email me at either one of those addresses. Right now, let's welcome to the broadcast Harry Robinson, who is a well-noted and honored Porsche expert. Harry, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How are you? Doing great. Just looking forward to having some conversations with y'all and your guests regarding the world of Porsche today.
Absolutely. And it truly is a world, as you say, Harry. I've been fortunate enough to be an automotive journalist for more than 20-plus years, and I've been doing this radio show for more than 20 years, but I also work for Motor Trend for 10, and I've done a classic car show for the Hagerty Insurance folks, and I've been very fortunate, a kid from New England, and I know you're based in New England. I grew up in suburban Boston, and I've had the opportunity to travel around the country and around the world and see some of the great events. And whenever I had the opportunity to go to anything Porsche, whether it was a new vehicle unveiling to the press or whether it was a classic car Porsche event, there's nothing like going to the event, because passion is so much a part of what makes up the Porsche brand.
Well, you know, I've been with Porsche myself for 31 years and have watched the brand and the manufacturer, if you will, evolve. And the way I see it is our foundations, our heritage, passion, and just an overall lifestyle that comes with this particular noted vehicle. It has opened so many doors for me and so many others. I just can't say enough about it. Did I answer that correctly?
You most certainly did. Let's talk about that longevity, the enduring appeal of Porsche. In recent times, Porsche has really expanded its brand portfolio. I remember when the first sport utility vehicle, the Cayenne, was introduced. Lots of hardcore Porsche files were horrified that Porsche was going to get into the sport utility marketplace. And then the same thing happened again more recently when Porsche got into the luxury sedan marketplace with the Panamera. So Porsche today is a much different company in 2014, 2015 than it was in, let's say, 1985.
It really, really is, Bob. Yeah. We now have such a diverse product line, thankfully. And, you know, the whole SUV, CUV market share in the global automotive world continues to expand. As an example now, Porsche Cayenne makes up 54% of our North American sales.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan is coming on really strong, and there'll be more and more of those around. And this isn't an ideal phrase, but it's almost as though the sports cars are taking a back seat, in the, at least in the marketing and sales rate modem, that's for sure. When I first started, you know, we had Porsche 944s, 24s, and 911s, and some 928s. That's what we had. And today we have them across the board. Thankfully, up here in the North Country, we have a four-season capability with all-wheel drives in the sports cars and SUVs. But Porsche's reaching out globally now. I mean, they did before, but it was pinpricks. Now it's some serious marketing efforts. And we're selling lots of cars in the Far East and really around the world. We still retain the largest, let's say, sales rate here in North America, but it's being challenged. Their ultimate goal is 200,000 units globally a year.
Which is really a huge number for what is a very small company, what used to be a very small company years ago. It's amazing to me the growth, and a lot of that, like you say, is because of vehicles like the Cayenne. And whenever I talk to a Porsche-phile who doesn't appreciate the sport utility crossovers, I point out that if it wasn't for the great sales success of these offerings, like the Cayenne, the engineering dollars wouldn't be there to produce some of the high-end, great supercars, whether it's a 911 GT3 or whether it's the new Halo car, the amazing 918 Spyder.
Well, that's right, and those paved the way for the cash flow that we needed to develop and further develop the remainder of the product line, which we have some really exciting cars now in the near future coming our way. But I do want to point out an interesting factoid, that when the Porsche Boxster arrived, that was saving grace for the company at that time. The Porsche Boxster really, really hit it spot on, and still does, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we sold a lot of those cars, and Porsche made a lot of money on them, thankfully, which then contributed to being able to underwrite the development of the Cayenne. It just sort of like snowballed along, you know?
That is so true.
Yeah, it really, really, really is. And, you know, I'll be frank, I initially had some questions about this whole SUV thing and the Endeavor we were about to at that point undertake, but wow. Proven wrong, I'm on board, we're all on board, and it's a great SUV, and the Macan is just, as we say, a home run now. Have you tried
that's
one?
Great. I haven't had the opportunity to sample the latest the Macan yet. I'm looking forward to getting behind the wheel. I'm fortunate that I get a new press vehicle every week to evaluate, so I can't wait to get behind the wheel of that vehicle. I'm also a big fan of the Panamera. This is a vehicle that is available in so many different variants. I mean, you've got, of course, on the high end, you've got the twin turbos, but you've got V8s, you've got V6, you even have a hybrid variant on the Panamera. And I know the styling has been somewhat controversial, but I'll tell you, there's nothing like that interior. And that interior, a lot of that design DNA has found its way into other Porsches, including the 911.
Well, that's right, Bob. The Panamera is a superb GT, Gran Turismo. And you're right, we have a lot of variants with it. V6, now V6 bi-turbos, 8 cylinders, and hybrid. Whether or not diesel comes in the future with Panamera, I couldn't qualify that. But I wouldn't be surprised. The Panamera, as you know, is a lightweight GT and is purely Porsche. Made only in Leipzig in our most advanced plant in Germany. I've been there several times and watched them put it together. It's a sight to behold and a sight to drive. I mean, it's just wonderful to drive.
It really is.
I encourage people to give it a chance when they're out looking for a four-door luxury sedan such as BMW, Mercedes, Lexus, and the like.
Very true. Harry, hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll get more thoughts on the Panamera, as well as some world debuts up and coming in Los Angeles. This is Auto World.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set to pace?
We're talking all things Porsche in this segment of Auto World. Harry Robinson, he is an award-winning Porsche expert for Porsche in Stratham, New Hampshire, and he's won numerous awards from Porsche in Germany, and just a real ambassador for the Porsche brand. And we're telling you all about the Panamera, as well as the complete lineup for 2015, and we're going to look ahead to some very important unveils coming up at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. But Harry, before that hard network break, you were encouraging, and I would definitely second that encouragement. If you're out there right now looking at a BMW Ford sedan, a Mercedes sedan, an Audi sedan, a Jag sedan, you should really check out the 911, because rather you should really check out the Panamera, because for the same type of money, you could own something with the Porsche name on it and all the great Porsche engineering that goes into it.
That's right. You know, the Panamera is really a new product for us. It arrived in 2010 in a few variants, and it has since expanded. And we have more on the table for Panamera in the future, an exciting two-door, possibly a convertible, much more improved hybrid drives, which I'm personally excited about, and on with some variations. So Panamera is here to stay. It's not just an experiment. And you know, again, it's like on those shows, how it's made. How this car is made is phenomenal, with the lightweight materials that are structurally with so much integrity, and it still has that pure Porsche performance feel and drive that people so enjoy.
I remember when I was in Detroit on some automotive business, and the great folks at Porsche hooked me up with a Panamera V6. I was so pleasantly surprised at that vehicle. Yeah, it felt so much more powerful than the V6 that I expected it. I didn't expect it to feel so powerful, and certainly the great handling that vehicle has, it's definitely a win-win for the brand. Tell us, Harry, if you can kind of give us an inside scoop on what's going to be happening at the Los Angeles Auto Show during press days, the 18th and 20th. I understand there are going to be several world debuts there from the Porsche brand.
Yeah, you know, I regrettably don't have some really hard information on what they're going to be presenting. I heard some rumor about our concept Porsche 960, mm-hmm. which is a Ferrari fighter, whether or not a prototype of that might come into play there. I'm hoping so, but who really knows? That's a quad turbocharged V8 powered mid-engine car that we have scheduled to arrive somewhere in. It looks to me like maybe as in 2016 as a 17 model. But some things I can definitely tell you. We'll have our GT3s and RSs there. We'll have our new 2015 Porsche Cayenne there. And it's likely to see some freshening of some of the other products coming, the Boxster. And maybe we'll have a Macan diesel there, because that's happening in the second half of 2015 as well. That's what I can tell you about the upcoming show for November. Hello? Bob? Hello? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, the timeline that lies ahead is really exciting, and we've got something that I think the public should know about. Now it's scheduled for as a 2016 model, our new entry-level Roadster, which will be similar to our Boxster, and it will be down priced in the marketplace somewhere, let's call it a $40,000 to $50,000 Roadster with four-cylinder turbocharged engines with output that'll make it very, very much a Porsche in every way. So we're excited about that. With Macan, we've got a four-cylinder model of that turbocharged coming in the second half of 15,
mm-hmm.
as I had mentioned, the Macan diesel.
That's
we
great.
We are just about in the throes now of seeing the Cayman GTS, a lightweight, more powerful version of the Cayman S, and also soon the Boxster GTS. You'll see those at the Los Angeles Auto Show for sure. That's a more powerful lightweight version of the Boxster S. So we have that coming. And then finally, another one that we should know about would be the 911 Carrera GTS. And that's a wide-body look with the rear-wheel drive, and I think it's like 430-odd horsepower output. Again, lightweight, very much a performance-oriented 911, more so than the others, and in limited quantities. Really exciting stuff, as always.
Harry, have you had the opportunity to drive the latest rendition of the Porsche 911 Turbo? I myself have not had that opportunity, but I just can't believe the 0 to 60 times on that vehicle in the high twos.
Oh, Bob, it's absolutely phenomenal. And to answer your question, yes, and we've had great success in getting some of those units, both in coupe and convertible, delivered as of late. I was able to drive the Turbos and Turbo S's along with the phenomenal 918 Spyder at Road Atlanta, a race course this past April 2014. What Porsche's been able to do with what I call our benchmark, it's our identity, the 911 Turbo in today's world, is just amazing. And a lot of it we can look at transmission related. I know that so many of us, you know, we're going to miss the manual transmissions in these cars, the turbos and whatnot. But with the PDK and using Sport Chrono Plus and coupled with launch control, those times you're mentioning, 2.6, 2.8, sub 3 seconds, 0 to 60 and beyond times, that's how we're getting it done, along with lightweight build, you know, lightweight design. All that tied in together with our all-wheel drive system, and that's key to getting this performance we're talking about. It's an amazing feat. It just keeps happening with Porsche. It's amazing.
That's
it
great.
It doesn't end.
Tell us a little bit about your experience in the 918 Spyder. This is an absolutely mind-boggling vehicle when it comes to its overall performance.
It really, really is. And I'll put it in a nutshell. They took us around the Road Atlanta a few laps just to get acclimated with how the track's laid out. Then it was my turn to drive. And we started off, Nick, an Englishman, was my co-driver, and he's 918 certified. So we took off strictly in hybrid drive, and within 3 seconds I was going 98 miles an hour just on the electric machine.
Wow.
Which one? Yeah, there's one on each axle. Then the V8 turbocharged motor kicks in. And it's just like, beam me up, Scotty, or Han Solo light speed, please, because that's really what it was, the sensation. It was an incredible jolt of acceleration. And for the uninitiated, and that includes me, that was something to behold. The car's four-wheel steering, you know, which also our 911 turbos have, keeps that car just glued to the track. And granted, we were somewhat conservative in exercising these 918s.
Of course. Hold that thought, Harry.
Road Atlanta is challenging with concrete walls on both sides of the track.
That's true. Hold that thought. We'll come back with a little bit more on the other side.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're joined by Porsche expert Harry Robinson. We've got Don Jones from the Old Car Guys on deck. And, Harry, you were telling us a little bit about your once-in-a-lifetime experience driving the 918 supercar with its electric hybrid engines, motors, I should say, on the wheels and the normally aspirated V8 engine midship, and the combination is just mind-boggling.
It really is, Bob. What it is there's a hybrid machine on each axle, and they engage along with the gas engine that you mentioned, and we get plus 900 horsepower when all three of those things are working together. And again, like the Panamera, like the Carreras of today, and all of our products, the 918 it's a large car. It really is, and I can see where it'll take a little bit of practice to get used to it in city traffic and things of that nature, because it's a racer that has been modified for street use. But you know, with the systems that are on board, very advanced electronics for people that they can use their smartphones and literally operate and get the car working before they even get in it, using their phone and accessing all kinds of information. And it's a platform, as I see it, for the future of what lies ahead for the next generations of people following Porsche and what we can expect in vehicles, you know, as we move through the timeline here.
Well, wonderful. Well, Harry, I've really enjoyed your time with us here today. We'll get you back on because I love talking all things Porsche. In the meantime, if anybody would like to get a hold of you, is there an email address or any other kind of contact information you'd like to give out?
Yep. I'm at Porsche of Stratham, New Hampshire. And the email address is H Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, at ICLAUTOS.com. That's likely the best way. And I will certainly respond. It's been a great pleasure for me to be on with you this morning. I love doing this stuff. And I have a lot more information to share, so ring me back up someday.
I definitely will. We'll get you back with us real soon, Harry. Thank you so much for your time. We move from the Porsche expert to the old car expert. Don Jones is known as the old car guy. He's got his website, theoldcarguys.com, working on some radio features and a television program as well. And I've been hearing rumors that he may be sitting behind the wheel of a fire truck as he joins us here today.
Absolutely correct. I'm up in the cab of a 1985 MC fire truck. And we're a stage to participate in the Columbus Day Parade here on the hill in a beautiful rainy St. Louis.
Wow. So you're going to be piloting or riding shotgun in this?
Co-piloting and trying to get candy in the hands of little kids.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. That is a pretty big rig from 85. Is it a pretty large truck?
Yeah, it's a pumper. The pumps have been taken out of it, but it's diesel powered. It's very functional as a parade truck. It used to belong to the Shriners prior to them selling it, and one of the local businessmen here in St. Louis bought it through our website, and now we get to participate in rides with it.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not sure. I don't know if you can pick it up or not, but somebody decided to turn the radio up.
It's all right. We're not getting that, but that's all part of the fun of doing live radio. So I know we're going to be talking a little bit about Preston Tucker more in detail, but we can save that for another show if you would like. Tell us a little bit more about this parade, how many vehicles are going to be in it, and tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing.
Well, I'm not sure exactly how many parades. Hold on a minute. Hey, let me get out. Hold on a minute.
Okay, sure. Don Jones is getting out of the fire truck at this.
The truck's getting ready to start up to go ahead and stage itself at the beginning of the parade. So I'm going to try to move to a quieter area.
Okay.
The parade, I'm not sure how many vehicles in the parade, but where I'm at right now, there's like five fire trucks. One of them is a real nice looking 1957 American LaFrance. It's sporting a diesel engine, but I was talking to the guy, and he's got the original V12 900 cubic inch LaFrance engine to put back in it. So I was trying to talk him into joining our fire truck collectors club here in St. Louis, and it's probably one of the best sources of old fire truck parts that you can find.
Yeah, I want to touch a little bit on the hobby of collecting fire trucks. Are they usually people that have been in the fire in business? Have they been in the position of being a fireman, or is there a usual tie to the fire side of the fence, or do they come from all over the board?
Based on the people that that I've met in the organization here in St. Louis, there's about a third of them that have been firefighters, either here in the city of St. Louis or municipalities around St. Louis. Some of them went from firefighter to mechanic and then decided to as they retired, to get their own fire truck to take care of. Some people just, for whatever reason, love fire trucks. And then you have a group of people that that somehow or other just ended up with one. So then, after they buy a fire truck and decide that, gee, where am I going to get parts for it or where am I going to park it? I better get involved with somebody who knows more than I do on it, and then they end up joining the club. And then you have folks like this guy today that has a big business, and they either use the fire truck to promote the business or for charity events. And the fellow with the 57, he's taken out the pumps and put in smokers, and today he's doing barbecue for the Lions Club. He's telling me for Thanksgiving he's going to smoke 17 turkeys, and 15 of them he's giving away to charities around St. Louis.
Wow, so, that's a cool story. Great. How about yourself? Are you somebody that would like to own a fire truck as part of your personal collection?
No, I think there was probably a time I would have wanted a fire truck, but I'm more into panel trucks. We've been working on this 52 Ford panel, and we're down to the point of buying the different chrome pieces that we can find and looking at bigger wheels for it. So I'm kind of hoping that I'm going to have this thing on a road to drive to Florida when we come down for the winter tour.
Yeah, that maybe, sounds like it'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if I get an invitation to Amelia Island this year, I can take somebody to dinner in the big orange banana truck. So not like I'm looking here for another pass to go down and be a producer for you, but just in case you need me.
Absolutely, I will keep that in mind. Is a fire truck generally a difficult vehicle to drive simply because of the size and length and weight? What's the experience like?
The pumpers nowadays are combination trucks, particularly for the city of St. Louis that are out and about the town. They're basically in the neighborhood of a 5-ton truck. They're long. The newer ones have automatic transmissions. The older ones, when I say older, even ones going back in the late 80s, early 90s, are still sticks. And they're a little difficult to shift. They do come with power steering on the newer trucks. But it's like any big truck. They're big, wide, and cumbersome, so you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Now, in the old days, when you had, and really nowadays, when you start getting these 110-foot aerial ladders, and it may require an additional steering wheel in the back of the truck to go around narrow streets.
Sure, that only makes sense. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Don Jones.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don Jones joins us live from the Columbus Day Parade in St. Louis, Missouri. He is the man behind the oldcarguys.com, the Old Car Guys radio feature, and upcoming TV shows. If you log on to the oldcars.com, you're going to see all kinds of things, listings for dealers, salvage yards, events, and communities. And roadsters, not roadsters, resources. And let's see, he's got just about everything that you could imagine here at theoldcarguys.com. Let's do a search while Don's not listening. Let's plug in. We were talking a little bit earlier about Mustangs. So let's see what's he got for Mustangs. Let's check it out. Okay, check it out. In the Mustangs.
Are you there?
Yep, sure. Hey, Don, so I was telling folks about all the cool things that you can find at theoldcarguys.com, and I was just playing around with your search engine, for example, using the word Mustang, and you've got all kinds of investment and lots of cool gizmos here on theoldcarguys.com.
Oh, yeah, we're just opening up to the website now where we're getting into the aftermarket items and the people that are doing strange work, not really strange work, just one-of-a-kind work, like rebuilding clutches from scratch and rebuilding the old 1920 water pumps and stuff like that. So we're trying to go towards that goal of being the one place you want to go to for everything classic car.
That's cool. And if folks log on to the Old Car Guys right now, you've got some great deals going on.
You still got me, buddy?
I sure do. Don, can you hear me okay? Hopefully. Don, can you hear me? Looks like we're having
I'm not sure. I can't hear you, but I'll go ahead and keep talking. But I asked one of the guys driving one of the other trucks to come up and sit in a cab of a GMC with me. A fellow by the name of Joe. He's got a business, Southwest Auto. He's one of the fellows that like to do charity work and ride in parades. And on the side of his truck, instead of having a big sign that's talking about auto parts, he's got a big sign that says, "Remember Stan Musial and the Legend." And probably a longtime resident of the Hill. And I'm not sure what kind of truck he's driving. Joe, what kind of truck you got there? 1964 International diesel powered, it sounds like. Pump, yeah, it's a pumper. Still got the pump head? Yep, totally working. Got pumper. I don't know if the city of St. Louis is going to call him to come down and put out any fires today, but it looks like he's got a whole troop of Cub Scouts on the back and a couple of kids sitting up in front and loudspeakers that were blowing me out of the cab of this truck as he pulled up alongside of me. But the other thing we're behind is a probably 20-foot tall shopping cart by one of the local grocery stores. Yes, and it looks like it's powered by a small block Chevy engine using a 40 keg for a gas tank.
Oh, that's cool. So lots of great celebrations going on today in the St. Louis, Missouri area. For those of our listeners who have never visited theoldcarguys.com, explain what they're missing out on. Don?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's getting kind of noisy. They're getting all prepped up for the parade here, so there's getting to be a lot of traffic in front of me. Sorry, Mr. Chair, but as you were saying, so much for doing on-site live broadcast.
That's all part of the game. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what can be found at theoldcarguys.com.
But right now we've got about 90 classic cars, a lot of them are parts cars, some are very collectible, price ranges from a few hundred to tens of thousands of dollars. We're adding more and more stuff, we're searching throughout the Midwest and we're finding very collectible cars to put on our sites, but also we started to find these people that are doing very special work on classic cars. So we're hoping over the next few months to have a collection of people that can do the work that collectors really need. We also have price guides. We've populated a page with about 50 of the national car clubs. We'll continue to work on that page. There's a page where you can link in and listen to a podcast from Auto World Radio and Bob Long, and a page that'll show you every station that Bob Long's on in the United States in the time that he's on.
That's fantastic. I really appreciate you doing that, Don. And certainly we move you around all the different variations of the show, but always get such a tremendous response every time you're with us. If somebody out there is listening right now and is searching for a particular classic car, what's your advice to them?
Well, just check us out at theoldcarguys.com. Send me an email. Give me a call. My phone number is on the website. And if we can't find it, if we don't have it, we'll try to find it. Part of what we love to do is finding those rare parts. We know they're out there. It's just a matter of finding the right farm, garage, or salvage yard to bring it back to life.
Yep, absolutely. And you do a lot of work in salvage yards, don't you, Don?
Yes, I do. We picked up that yard last month up in Wyoming, Nebraska. But we've got a line on a Volkswagen salvage yard down around Lake of the Ozarks. We're going to try to run the ground here in a week or two.
That sounds great. Let's tell us about some of the other resources that you've got on theoldcarguys.com. You've got all kinds of listings, and this is something relatively new. You've started listing some car club information, which I think is great.
Right, yeah, we've looked at a couple other sites and copied the information from them, and then we're kind of adding towards the middle. We're also offering a free service. If people want their car club listed, you just go ahead and send me an email with the information and a link to your webpage, and we'll go ahead and post that on there and, try to help your club as well as the industry in general by getting information out to people that still have interest in these old rides.
Get those
young kids out of the basement and away from the computers and back out where, like we were with a wrench in our hand and grease on our knuckles and put these things back on the road.
Here's a great question. This one comes in from, Jeff. Jeff is listening in suburban Detroit, and he wants to know about modern day crate engines. He says, Don, are they as good as they promise to be?
It depends on a manufacturer, but the general answer is yes. They're better than the engines that we had back in the 60s and 70s. Most of them, depending on the horsepower of the engine, will come with guarantees. Some of them, into the 3 year, even with the more powerful engines, they give you at least a 12,000 1 year guarantee. But the main thing about them is getting them from a reputable dealer. And a reputable dealer may mean not the guy that's selling them cut rate on Craigslist or eBay, but going to a site like General Motors or Ford are people that are authorized to buy the manufacturers or the corporations to sell those engines.
Good point. Let's talk about tires. This is another area. Well, many times people are misinformed and are told to replace their tires when in reality they may have several miles left on them, several thousand anyway.
I look at not only the tread on a tire, but the age of the tire. I had a friend that every time he bought a used car, he would replace the tires. I don't know if I would go to that extent, but when you're examining your tires, obviously you want to have enough tread on them to get the job done, job being getting down the road safely from point A to point B, but also the condition of the tire to make sure it's not cracked, bulging, or any other obvious defects to the tire.
That's great. And another area that I know that you specialize in is exhaust systems. And there are so many exhaust systems and so many custom ones for some of these older rides. How do you deal with the very customized exhaust systems?
Oh, my goodness. When I find out an exhaust system, do your research prior to get the engine in the car. You know, talk to other people that have used similar exhaust systems, and the best way to do business is rearm with the best information. Hold on a minute.
Don is making his way through.
Yeah, it's getting to be rocking time, rock and roll time down here at the parade. Yeah, I just jumped out of the cab again and trying to get away from the loudspeakers of Joe's truck that was sitting right next to ours.
Well, they're going to chase us out the door for this week. Have fun, and we'll report back with you next week. Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. Have fun, Don. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.